Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words with me, your host, Kevin Treasure, author of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Our aim is to help people win in life through the power of their words. You are born to win.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for what you're about to do in this place. Thank you for what you're doing in this place. Thank you for the lives you're about to touch, God. Thank you and I praise you for the word you're about to put in my mouth, Father. Thank you and I praise you for the supernatural changes, God. Thank you for the quickening, Lord God. Thank you for the anointing that destroys the yoke, lifts burdens, sets the captives free. Father, it's all about you. We just lift up the name that's above every other name. He said, if you be lifted up, you draw all men to yourself, Lord God. So I thank you as we lift up your name, you'll begin to draw men, draw women, draw teenagers, draw young people. God, you're drawing people by your Holy Spirit, Lord God. Lives are being changed, Lord God. Blind eyes are being opened. Deaf ears unstopped, Lord God. The lame will walk, Father. We see cancer disappear. We see minds being changed for the glory of God. We thank you and we praise you, Lord God. We see depression lifting, Father, and the spirit of heaven is being dispelled even now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree a sound mind. We decree a sound mind, a sound mind, a sound mind, and moving forward, Lord God, and letting go of the things that are past, and moving forward into the things that you have, Father. We bless you, we exalt you, we honor you today. We lift up, we give you the glory that's due unto your name. There is none like you, God, strong, mighty to save, strong in battle. God, we thank you that you are our fortress, our defense, our strong tower, and we put our trust in you. God, we honor you today, and we bless your holy name. There is none like you, Lord God, and we thank you, for this is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Holy Spirit, have your way. We move out of the way so you can have your way, Lord God. You are the potter. We are the clay. Mold us, shape us in the image of your Son. Move by your Spirit, Lord Father, and we'll be sure to give you the glory and you the praise, because it all belongs to you. We honor you today, and we thank you, and we bless you today. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I hope you enjoyed the worship, amen. The Bible says we're created to worship. We've been created for His good pleasure. I just honor the Holy Spirit of God in this place and I welcome you. Amen. My name is Pastor Kevin Treasure, aka The Winner's Mentality, helping you win with the Word of God. And I just want to give God and thanks and praises. Is this the day that the Lord has made and we shall rejoice and be glad in it? And I hope you're ready for the Word of God. Amen. The Bible said His Word is about in my heart, do not sin against you. Amen. It's the Word that you hear and the Word that you apply that will change your life. Amen. I'm going to say it again. It's the word that you hear and the word that you apply to your life, that is what is going to change your life. Amen. Many people want changes, but it's about the application of your word that you hear. Amen. So hide the word in the heart, receive the word, be open to the word of God. God doesn't want stony hearts, cold hearts. He wants receptive hearts. So let your heart be receptive to the word of God that will come forth today like a fire. God, I give you thanks and give you praise that you said that your word is like a fire in the people's hearts, wood burning up everything that is not like you, God. We want changes. I don't know about you, but we want changes. I don't want to stay the same. I don't want to be the same person I was last year, 2 years ago, 5 years. I want to be changed. The Bible says we're changed from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. And there's many people at the sound of my voice, you're looking for changes. You want change, and change can only come by the Holy Spirit of God. But you've got to put the work in. I said, and you'll say, you have got to put the work in. You want changes. When God speaks, you've got to respond. God is looking for a response. I said, when God speaks, He's looking for a response. He's looking for a yes. He's looking for a surrender. He's looking for someone to say, here I am, send me. He's looking for someone to say, nevertheless, not my will, but let your will be done. When God speaks, listen to me, He's looking for someone to say, yes, Lord, I'm ready and I'm willing. Because the Bible said, if we be willing and obedient, we'll eat the good of the land. So listen to me. Give God your yes this year. Give Him your total surrender this year in every area of your life. Even that thing that you've been holding on to. You've given Him everything else. You've given Him your tithes, your offering. You've given Him your money. You've given Him your time. You've given Him your service in the house of God. But that little one thing that you are still holding on to, like the rich ruler. Listen to me. There's just one thing you lack. God is saying, give it to me. That one thing. The thing that you love. Listen to me. God isn't looking for the Ishmael. He's looking for the Isaac in your life. I'm going to say that again. I wasn't going to go here, but God knows why I'm going here. God isn't looking for the Ishmael in your life. He's looking for the Isaac in your life. He's looking for that thing that you love. He's saying, that's what I want. That's what I'm looking for. Give that to me, and then you can have riches in heaven. Listen to me, and come and follow me. God is saying, I want you to give up everything, and I want you to follow me. And God has so much more for you. But God is saying, if you really want to see me in your life, in your ministry, in your generation, God is saying, give it all up. Don't hold back. Don't hold back nothing. He's saying, give it all to me. I have so much more in store for you. Stop the complaining. Stop the murmuring. God is still moving. And he's still on the throne, but he's speaking to you, and you're saying, boy, I can't hear. You can hear. Listen to me. He said, you know the voice of God. My sheep know my voice, and a stranger's voice will not hear. So God is saying, give it all up for me, because I want to take full control. And you see, when he takes full control, he'll take it to places that you've never been before, to people you've never met before. Listen to me. God wants to bring you from one dimension to another. God wants to translate you from the little place to the high place. God wants to move you in a place that you've never been before. But God is saying, I want you to give up all for me. Slow down, preacher, slow down. You're going too fast. God is saying, give up all. He's saying he wants to do a new thing in your life. The Bible says in Isaiah 43, I believe. I'm trying to go slow. I'm trying to slow down. But you can, I love the word of God. I love the word of God. I give honor to the Holy Spirit of God. He's already in this place. Amen. I honor my wife, my better half. Amen. I thank God we can celebrate 25 years of happy marriage. Amen. I'm happily married. When people say you're married, I say I'm happily married. Amen. There's many people that are married, but they're not happy. I'm happily married for the grace of God and the glory of God. I give God thanks. And if you're not happily married, I declare, this is the year everything turns around for your marriage. There is power in a decree. There's power in the words that I speak, you speak. I decree and I declare, you are happily married. I don't care what he's doing right now. Listen to me, the sound of my voice, a change is taking place in your husband. A change is taking place in your wife. A change is taking place in your home. I decree a happy marriage is your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. I release it right now. In the name of Jesus, the angels right now are speaking to your husbands. Angels are speaking to you. They're showing you what to do, what to put right, what to say, what not to say, when to stay silent and when to speak, because there's a time and season for everything under the sun. I release a happy marriage for your people. There is a new season that is coming now in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and I declare there is a new season that is taking place in your life. It's moving now. All God is saying, receive it, amen. Accept it. There is a new season that is coming upon the body of Christ, that's coming upon believers, those who are ready and willing. Because listen to me, now is the time when God is saying, I'm looking for readiness. I'm looking for the 5 wise virgins, those with oil in their lamps, those that know that I'm coming, and those that are prepared to do what I have called them to do. God is looking for preparedness, amen. Listen to me, you don't want an opportunity to meet you and you're not prepared. Let me say that again. Nobody wants an opportunity that you've been waiting for to come and you are not prepared. You better be prepared for the opportunity that God is about to bring your way in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You better be prepared, because there's an opportunity, there's a season, there's a favor that's coming, and you better be ready. Joseph was ready. He was in prison, but he was ready for his opportunity. I said it again. Joseph was in prison. He was in the dungeon, but when his opportunity came, he was ready, and he didn't miss it. I decree and I declare, you will not miss it in this season. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you will not miss it in this season. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, I thank you. Isaiah 43:18. We know the scripture. We know the scripture. The Bible says in Isaiah 43:18, it says, remember ye not, Old English. But you may have the New King James, New International Version, but it all reads the same. Don't remember the former things. Forget the past. The hurts, the pains, the disappointments, the betrayal, all what you've walked through, he says, remember not, forget it. Don't even bring it to mind, another version says, the former things. Or neither consider the things of old. He said, forget, I know what you've been through. I was with you. I walked you through it. In fact, I held you. When you saw the footprints in the sand, it was me that was carrying you through it. Amen. Remember not the former things. Don't even consider the things of old, God is saying. Why? Because he's about to do a new thing. 19 says, behold, look, see, watch, pay attention. Behold, I will, not you. He is initiating a new thing. Many people think that we can do the new thing. When God is doing a new thing, is God doing it? All he's doing and all he's looking for is our participation. That's all he's looking for, is our participation and our willingness to be led by him. He said, I will do a new thing. So many people put the onus on them that they're going to do it. We cannot do nothing in our own strength. He's saying, I will do a new thing. So if God is saying, I'm going to do a new thing, there is a reason why you've got to forget the old thing. I'm going to go there right now. He said, behold, I will do a new thing. Now, it shall spring forth. Not tomorrow, not next week. Now, in the realm of the spirit, something is springing forth in the lives of believers, in your heart, in your mind. Amen. Something is springing forth. Now, I will do a new thing. Now, it shall spring forth. And when something springs forth, it's immediately, it will catch you by surprise. This is why we have to have preparedness again. Amen. When a woman is pregnant, she gets prepared, cleans the house, gets the nappies, gets the clothes, gets everything ready, gets the cot, gets the buggy, gets the walker. She gets everything ready because there's a baby coming. I want to let you know your baby is about to spring forth in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The baby that you've been carrying for, and it's overdue. So it's supposed to be 9 months, but it's overdue. Some of you have been carrying this baby for 5 years, 10 years, and God is saying it's about to spring forth. You are about to give birth. Something is about to happen in your life. He says, now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way. You see, it's God all the time. See, many people thinking, well, I got to do this and I got to do that. Listen to me. It's God. God said, I will do a new thing. He said, I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. So many people do it depending upon your own strength. I want to let you know, the word of God said, it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by my Holy Spirit, saith the Lord. So I want to walk you through. I'm trying my best to slow down, but I want to walk you through the word of God. I've got, if you're going to be a title, it says, are you ready for the new thing? Look at your neighbor and say, are you ready for the new thing? Amen. Look at someone else and say, are you ready for the new thing? God is saying he's going to do a new thing. God is not asking you to develop amnesia. When he says forget the former things, he's not telling you to develop amnesia. Amen. Because we're all going to remember the things that we've gone through. It didn't feel comfortable. It didn't feel nice. So he's not telling you to develop amnesia. But I've got it written here. But don't consider it. Don't dwell on it. Don't stay there. You see, many people get stuck in the rut of the past and the hurts, the disappointments, the failures. And they get stuck in the rut. But God is saying, don't consider the former things. Don't consider the marriage that didn't work. Don't consider the business that didn't work out. Don't consider the move that you anticipated to go forward that didn't go through and fell through. He's saying, don't consider it. God wants to do a new thing in the earth, in your life, in your country, but there has to be a moving on from what was. The reason you've got to forget the old before you move into the new is because if you move into the new with an old mindset, you will mess up the new thing that God has for you. I'm going to say that again. If you move into the new thing with the old mindset, you're going to mess up everything that God has for you. This is why when you move into the new, don't take old with you. Don't take old baggage. You know, there's many people when they buy a house and stuff like that, they don't want to take old things. They want new things. Amen. They don't want to take the old baggage. They want to dust off this. They want new furniture. They want new washing machine, new Uber, new fridge freezer, new this, new dishwasher. Why? Because they're moving into a new place. So God is saying, I want you to come with a new mindset. Listen to me. If you leave your old church, I don't know when going there, but if you leave an old church, amen, and you go into a new church with the old church mindset, you're going to mess up what God has for you in the new. Amen. If you go into a new ministry, amen, but you still got hookups with your old pastor, your old leader, of what was said, what was done, how they hurt you, how they made you feel, you're going to mess up. You're going to take that same attitude with you into the new. And God is saying, I cannot have that. Amen. It's better you stay where you are, because God is saying, I cannot have that. You cannot move into a new relationship that God has for you with the same mindset of what happened to you in your old relationship. Do you know when there's many women and then there's many men that have been hurt, but if God is saying, I've got something new, and they cannot appreciate the new thing that God has for them because they're still thinking of what Jimmy done or what Freddie done. Yeah, maybe Kruger, what Freddie done to you. Forget what Freddie done. Freddie was a nightmare. Makaraba Santa. I said Freddie was a nightmare. But God is saying, wake up. I've got a new dream and a new vision for you. I have Boaz for you. Listen to me. Don't take the old mindset into the new relationship. It will mess it up. And so many people are in something good now. And a man is trying to show you his goodness. He's trying to love on you. But you keep rejecting him and putting him away and pushing him away. I don't know who this is for. And you're messing up the new thing that God has for you. And God is saying, I need you to forget the former things. Bring down the walls. Bring down the walls of rejection and the walls of pain and the walls of shame. Bring it down. Let me bring it down. Destroy it. Because there are people that are trying to get in that want to help you, want to mend you, and want to repair you, and want to love on you. And this is why you've got to forget the former things. Because God is saying, I want to do a new thing. And he's saying, but Pastor, you don't know what I've been through. You don't know what they did to me, how they hurt me, how they abused me. Listen to me. I may not know, but Jesus knows. Amen. And he went through more than any of us. And he knows. And with the grace of the Holy Spirit, he's the one that can repair. He's the one, amen, that can mend you, that can renew you, that can strengthen you. Amen. Because he said he makes all things new. Oh my God. He said he makes all things new. And that includes you. You cannot bring an old mindset into a new situation. God is saying it won't work. You're going to mess up the new thing that I have for you. And I've got a new thing for you. And now it's going to spring forth. But he said you've got to forget the former things. You've got to forget what happened to you. Because God is saying where I'm going to bring you to. Listen to me. The people that saw you back then are going to see a new somebody. Oh my God, can I get a shout of hallelujah? That relationship. Forget about what this person done. Forget about what happened in the last place, in a new workplace, a new business. If you come with the same attitude into a new business or new workplace, the same attitude or bad personality or bad behavior or lateness. But if you was late in your old workplace and you're late in your old business, don't be late in this one. God is saying you're going to mess it up. You're going to get the sack. So God is saying, I need you to forget the former things. Because I'm about to do something new in your life. How are you going to forget it? You've got to renew your mind. The Bible says, don't be conformed to this world, but you've got to be transformed. Why? How? By the renewing of your mind. How? The Word of God. The Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Amen. So that's what builds up your faith. Hearing the Word of God. Reading the Word of God. Applying the Word of God. That's how you renew your mind. Amen. Forget Netflix and forget Love Island. Amen. And start renewing your mind with the Word of God. Spending time with the Word. Beholding the mirror of God. That's how we're changed. And we're changed from glory to glory as we're beholding the Word of God. That's when God can do something new in your life, amen? Because he wants you to renew your mind so he can change your life, so he can bring your life to where it needs to be.
Thank you for tuning to The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Check out our website, kevintreasure.com. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. You are born to win.